Everybody, hello, hello.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
The Bachelor.
Or Bachelorette. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff.
We're talking about everybody today.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our special bonus episode. Mm-hmm. This whole franchise, this world is just in turmoil.
It's going crazy. First of all, it's the only thing moving. Okay. So, E! News, you're welcome because they're the only thing going. Them and Selling Sunset, which is like four months late, is the only thing going.
I noticed because there's a lot of Bachelorette spoilers that previously would only live on Reality Steve's website that now E! News, Cosmo, they're all covering. You notice that?
Yes.
Like, you can't escape the spoilers now. Yes. Everyone needed something to write about, so they're all writing about it. Before, we would be able to hide from them because we don't read Reality Steve, but you're right. They got something to write about now, so here we are.
Yep, it's the news.
It's the news. Man, so Claire's season has been a hot mess from the beginning.
Yes.
Coronavirus hit. Nobody could have expected that.
Yeah.
That sent our podcast, our own podcast, into a tailspin.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And all podcasts. Uh-huh. Now what the fuck do we talk about? And then shit hit the fan, guys. Mm. July 31st, reports surfaced that Claire quit the show after only 12 days of filming because she fell in love with Dale, a black man.
Hallelujah.
Who also received her first impression rose, which we reported on in Bachelor Nation News a couple weeks ago, not knowing that that rose was going to turn into what it
husband?
Turned into.
Yes.
A husband. And then mere days after that, it was announced that Tasia had been recast as The Bachelorette.
Meanwhile, July 31st, Black is King came out. I just want to reiterate that.
Oh, shit. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. Black is King. That's just like the context, the layer behind the beautiful floating cloud among all of this. The Beyonce blessed our lives and black people around the globe with Black is King. But yeah, Tasia is our new Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. This is ginormous news. Mm-hmm. I have so many thoughts. We both have so many thoughts, hence why we're doing this whole bonus episode.
Yep.
But do you want to start? I want to start. Initial thoughts?
Yeah, I can start because I probably have less than you because I haven't watched the show as long. I don't know anyone who doesn't want Tasia to be the Bachelorette.
Hello. We've been asking for her since Colton's season.
Since Hannah B. And we are two black girls, right? So we're always like rooting for the black girl. She's also like a great black girl. So we're also rooting for the black girl. She also had a great black father with a lot of sense. And his name, what was his name? Thurgood or something? He had some black ass name.
Like a strong,
a strong black
Supreme Court justice name.
Something black, like. And a mom who's really nice. I remember her mom being really sweet lady, really nice Christian lady. They were like talking in between a cross, like the way they framed it. I remember that conversation. That whole
her mom is Mexican, I want to say.
I want to say that too. Yep.
Yes. So she is just all the way around.
Everything. Yep.
POC to the max. Okay.
And she looks like a Disney princess.
And that.
And so for those reasons, right, we love her. All the white people I know who watch this show wanted her to be the Bachelorette, though. Like, she was very much so, like, she's very black in appearance, in the way that she argues with people. I remember her arguing with Anna G.
Stand up for herself.
Very much so. And white people love her. And it still took a pandemic and somebody quitting the show to get her onto this platform, which is wretched. But so happy that she's going to be the Bachelorette. I think she's going to represent for herself first, black girls coming fast around the corner at a quick second. And I really like the fact also that this crop of men is older. Because I think she's 29, I want to say.
Yeah, she's 29.
29. Yeah. They would have had 25-year-olds on that season.
Yeah.
They would have had a young bunch.
You mean if they didn't cast...
If they cast her originally.
Casted her originally, mm-hmm. not like for Claire.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because mm-hmm. Claire got a bunch of 31-year-olds. So
right.
she's going to have a bunch of guys her age. Very excited about that. A bunch of guys with established careers. Also very excited about that. And she's a very big Instagrammer, so I'm excited for her to get to know people who are not in that arena, because the there was a mix when I prepped for a Cast Bio episode that is no longer coming. I saw there was like a pretty big mix of people who were about that Instagram life, and then other people who were like, I'm just, you know, a nice farmer who'd never found anybody, and that's it. So I'm really excited for her crop of guys. And kind of sad that we don't get a hometown from her. Because I love her dad. I love that daddy. And I love that mama. And her brother. Oh, my God. She had a little brother. Was so cute.
She did have a little brother who was adorable. He was like 12. So cute. Yeah.
So hopefully they get to fly them out and then they get to meet the guys or something. Cause I really loved her family.
Figure something out.
But otherwise just really excited and glad that everybody came to their senses, because everybody wants this girl to be the Bachelorette and has for years.
So, straight up.
That's that. What do you think?
God. Well, I'm thrilled.
Yes. Good.
Just over the moon. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have a lot of thoughts. I got a whole bunch of notes here. I'm gonna just roll through them.
Go ahead.
2020 has been a piece of shit of a year.
Trifling, terrible.
But there have been some rosy things for Black people, despite us still getting murdered in the street and a whole
murder in the street
starting off of someone being murdered in the street.
Yes, improportionally murdered from coronavirus as well. But yeah,
that as well. Mm-hmm. Yep. White people have finally woken up to racism. Yes. Black is King came out. Yes. And now we have a Black Bachelorette on top of a Black Bachelor to come. I'm feeling great.
Yes.
I've been in this franchise, in this world, for far too long.
You have.
Should have been kicked the rocks seasons ago. Now I'm locked in with this damn podcast. I can't go nowhere. So I'm feeling great about this. I have been watching white women fall in love on this show for years. We had to suffer through Becca picking an airheaded racist. I forgot how, on top of him being racist, how dumb Garrett was. We roasted his ass that whole season for how he just like couldn't put sentences together. Do you remember that?
I remember one of the last episodes, he put together like 30 words and we were like, whoo,
go ahead, Garrett. Hold it together. Golly.
Crazy.
We had to suffer through that. Mm-hmm. We had to suffer through Hannah B dealing with just straight trash men.
Yeah.
We had to suffer through them casting a full-blown racist on Rachel's season. We've had to suffer through watching them cast just mediocre white people as the leads over dynamic Black people like Tasia, Mike Johnson. Tasia, as you said, has been passed up twice.
Yeah.
Hannah B stole her slot first. And, okay, we loved Hannah B's season. Yeah, it ended up turning around.
Yeah.
But still, Tasia was everyone's first choice.
Yes.
She got passed up again. They dipped back into the vault to get Claire. Put her forward. Okay, we were excited. Claire's older. It's going to be a little bit different. But still, they passed over on Tasia. Not to mention the hurt and pain we still collectively as a nation suffered over Peter being chosen over Mike Johnson for The Bachelor.
That still hurts.
That hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That still really hurts. Yep. That season, I will never get my time back after watching that show. We will never get those hours back.
Never.
And to see him and Kelly on TikTok and living their best life when they could have done that from the beginning.
They could have done that literally before they started filming, because they fucked before. Okay.
Thank you. We still have not gotten an explanation as to why Mike Johnson was not The Bachelor.
Nope.
That forever will just be, we will continue to suffer in that anguish. I've been tired of the treatment of black contestants on the show. I will continue to always bring up our interview with Lauren G.
Yes.
From Ari season. Yep. Dig back, y'all, on iTunes, mm-hmm. Google Play, Spotify. That is from our first season of this show. Lauren G was a lesser known black contestant on Ari season. She spilled all kinds of tea mm-hmm. about how they just manipulated the shit out of her storyline.
Yep.
Both on The Bachelor and Bachelor Games. Winter Games,
yeah.
where she basically got kicked off the show in a vote that was not a real vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, this past season with Peter and watching Natasha, I was just in just my memory, Natasha made it to like, I don't know, she was there, she was like the top five, six, never got a one-on-one date.
Yeah.
They just had her sitting there flying all over the world for no reason, just to keep her a black face on the
TV.
Show, I guess.
Yep.
What was the point of that?
Yeah.
And then just like the utter lack of casting of black men on Rachel's season,
mm-hmm.
lest we forget that as well.
Yep.
The first black bachelorette, she had like 9 black guys out of a cast of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, I'm so tired of us being made to be props
yeah.
for diversity. Our story's not given a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Our entire candidacy on the show just not being taken seriously.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just tired of ABC just having gotten away scotch-free for the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, it took literally a global movement against racism
mm-hmm.
for them to finally backtrack and now serve us back-to-back black leads.
Yeah.
I don't care how we got here. We're here now.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
This, for me,
yeah.
this is affirmative action. This is reparations. They
is.
Are righting past wrongs.
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
truly.
Is. Yeah.
Because before, this is, I mean, now I'm like in my little academic, you know, education hat right now.
Uh-huh.
Before affirmative action got warped into this idea of it being like about diversity and integrating universities,
mm-hmm.
what racial affirmative action was originally was about remedying past racial injustices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is exactly what this is for me with Tasia.
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
righting the past wrongs that this franchise has committed against us.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's not forget Rachel standing up there with Chris Harrison next to her, silent, talking mm-hmm. about the messages that she gets that are horrendous and horrific. Mike Johnson did mm-hmm. the same thing the other day on his stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casting Tasia is the first part of this step of remedying the past injustices that
yep.
we have been facing in this franchise. That's the first step. Solidifying a diverse cast of men
mm-hmm.
is the next step.
Which, Claire's looked pretty good. I'm not even going to lie.
It did. It did.
It
I don't
good.
Remember the ratio breakdowns, but she
Me
had,
either. Yeah.
you know, seems like a good mix.
Yeah.
Bringing in black story producers.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Bringing in black hair and beauty. If
Ooh.
I see a bad weave on Tasia
oh
or some mismatched foundation,
to,
I'm going
to
go
No, we
off.
Have to revolt. We have to revolt.
Period.
No. Uh-uh. And I don't think they will.
Period.
Gina is good. Because Gina did Rachel.
Okay.
And Rachel
well,
looked
bring
bomb.
Bring her back? Oh, she's
day.
There all the time?
She's there all the time.
Okay. because
yes,
I don't know where
time.
She was during Ari's season when his foundation
no.
was looking crazy. But don't be having Tasha out here with some crazy braids or some weird looking.
Oh my God, could you imagine? No.
the whole beauty hair staff better
yeah.
be black. Bring in black creatives to get this shit done right.
Or somebody who knows how to do black faces.
Period.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want it done right. The casting mm-hmm. of Tasha is just the first step. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. But that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not. It doesn't end there.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I'm hella excited for our podcast.
I know. Me too.
I mean, one of the reasons we started this podcast was before the podcast, during Rachel Lindsay's season,
mm-hmm.
is when I discovered the world of, like, Bachelor podcasts and clearly felt, like, a lack of, I mean, just blatantly, there was, like, no black hosts of color talking about Rachel's season.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, a complete lack of, like, nuanced voices. And I feel like you and I kikiing after watching it was so much more
fulfilling,
like,
entertaining,
and enriching.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of an analysis than any other podcast I was listening to at that time.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for our two black asses
mm-hmm.
to recap another black woman's journey
mm-hmm.
for love, because nobody's going to recap it better than us.
That's 100% true. Yes.
Period.
Yep. Yep.
so spread the word, y'all. We here. but yeah, those are my thoughts
nice.
For now. Excitement, but just there's so much work still.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of anticipation on how they're going to do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, with this, like, the Bachelor diversity movement that was started, and then these two black leads coming on. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm looking at them like, okay, what you gonna do next?
Right. It's a lot.
Okay, yep.
It's a lot. It kind of reminds me of, have you been watching what's happening, like, NASCAR?
No.
NASCAR obviously is, like, one of the most racist institutions ever. Of all time.
Yes.
And, like, overnight, they're, like, flying Black Lives Matter flags. They banned the Confederate flag. Yes. They, like, did a whole 180 in terms of just, like, really trying to stand by this movement. And so that's why I kind of feel like Bachelor Nation is like something that's so white and racist. Mm-hmm. Now overnight is like, okay, blackness, black everywhere, black leads everywhere. And it's like, everywhere. Y'all know what y'all doing? Yeah. Or y'all just trying to ride take it day by day.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, agreed. A lot of anticipation. Mm-hmm. So we will see. But general sentiment is very excited.
Yep.
But yeah, we wanted to, in this episode, dig into a little bit, like, who is Tayshia? Mm-hmm. Like, let's remind ourselves. Mm-hmm. Claire and Dale, they are apparently engaged. That's another thing we need to discuss.
Yes, Claire.
Yes, Claire. Who is Dale? We're going to dig into that a little bit. And then share, you know, other little random news, little spoiler things that have been coming up. Mm-hmm. And then our hopes for the season. And then also mention a little bit Becca and Garrett, their foolishness. Mm-hmm. So we'll, you know, talk about that.
Excited to talk about that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, who is Tayshia?
Who's Tayshia?
Who is Tayshia? I had to kind of dig back. I mean, I know Tayshia, obviously, but, like, who is she again? So she is, so half black, half Mexican, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe her mother is Mexican. She is a former phlebotomist.
Oh, she was a phlebotomist. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. I remember what she did now. She's a bookkeeper.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she was before. Now, I'm sure it's all Instagram, which, girl, you better get your life. Yes.
Girl, do it.
Yep.
Yeah, I read something that she's really passionate about interior design. Oh, cool. So maybe she was doing bookkeeping for an interior design firm or something.
Yeah.
In addition to selling them IG ads to her 849,000 followers.
Almost as much as Rachel has, which is wild.
Wild. Because Rachel is the hardest working person, like, in the media.
She has
right
so
now.
Many jobs. Oh,
good Lord. God. Yeah. But Tayshia's climbing. I mean, we know the black contestants never have as much following because Bachelor Nation fan group is racist as hell.
And you know what? But that is also true for other competition shows. And I'm saying this as a Drag Race fan. There's a black drag queen who won this season of Drag Race, but Gigi Good by far has the most followers.
Has way more.
Yeah.
Shit. I even follow Gigi Good. I don't even know who the black contestant you're talking about is.
No, Jada Essence Hall. God. Jada Essence Hall, we stan. We love her over here.
Yeah.
But Gigi Good has way more followers, which is just because.
Interesting, the psychology behind people choose to follow and support and not and whatnot. But yeah, I'm sure we will see that, you know, number skyrocket once Tayshia's back on.
For sure.
But yeah, Tayshia, totally forgot, she was previously married. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, at 26,
I forgot
right?
That
she was married?
Layer. Yeah. She married her first boyfriend. She was with him for 6 years, and then he cheated on her, and they broke up.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. That sucks, because that's like your one and only love.
Terrible, yeah.
That you spend your young years with, and then he cheats on you. That,
like, and you married him. Jeez. Oof.
Right? Good God. So yeah, so that's kind of like a little bit of her past. She's on Colton's season. She made it to the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Before she had to have that just treacherous breakup where she had to allow Colton to cry into her bosom while he is breaking up with her.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God. Now, Colton's the worst because...
The worst, guys. Like,
God. The absolute worst. So, I don't know if you saw in his book how he talked about Tayshia.
No! What?
What? Kevin's actually the worst.
He's the worst.
Literally the worst.
He's like a social climbing fucking, like, he's almost like a real housewife or something. You know what I mean? He's like at that level of petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at that level also of desperation.
Desperate. Yeah.
For just attention. Like, you could have done way better with this seat of being the bachelor and being a virgin, all this stuff. You could have really turned this right around. You chose to just sit here and sell everybody out. And he's still in his 20s. What you finna do for the rest of your life?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
He chose the, like, I'm going to publish a salacious tell-all book route.
Yes.
Which is never, like, you're not going to gain respect for that ever.
No, and that's what you do when you're, like, 60. You don't do that when you can still ride a wave. Like,
yes. Oof. He did that, like, a smooth year out after being on the show.
Yep.
That's the path he chose.
Yep. Anyway.
Yes, anyways, with Tasia, so in his book, he said he apparently said he would have cut Tasia before hometowns.
Mm.
But the reason he didn't was because he wanted to separate Cassie and Kaylin. So he sent Kaylin home first instead of Tasia because, quote, he knew their friendship, Cassie and Kaylin, their friendship had grown and thought it might be interfering with his relationship with Cassie. So if Kaylin went home, it might let Cassie see that was more serious about her. So he used Tasia as a pawn to accomplish just an ultimate agenda. God. With Cassie anyways. Met her dad and everything. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God. And then he, which we talked about on prior episodes, he asked Tasia's father for the hand in marriage and then later said in an interview that he didn't want to do that. Yeah. He was kind of forced into it by the producers.
Yeah, yeah.
Did all that. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't even supposed to be at hometowns, no way.
Which, and now that I was forced into it by the producers.
Right.
Your girl quit the show. Claire went and said, fuck this contract. I quit the show. Ain't no more. I'm forced by the producers.
No.
That's no longer a thing.
That's no longer a excuse. That's just dead. Yeah.
It's dead. Yeah. It's done. Yep. This girl literally has the anchor of the advertising dollars of ABC on her back. And she said, fuck all that. I'm going with my biracial man, and we going to live happily ever after. Fuck y'all. There is no more of that.
Nope.
So, they okay.
Find another excuse.
Yep. So, you a weak-ass bitch, Colton. Okay, sure.
Yep straight up. And then Tasia went on to Paradise, where she fell into Blake's whole nonsense.
God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
He picked her for the... his one-on-one date, knowing damn well he had already fucked five other girls last week at Stagecoach, had basically was DMing Hannah G or whatever the day before, talk about you about to be my one-on-one, and then chose Tasia. Got her wrapped up in a whole bunch of mess she had no business being involved in. So she got played there. And then we were forced to watch that whole foolishness with JPJ.
Which ended up being cute.
It was cute.
But then it was. Then he, like, moved to L.A. We haven't heard from him since.
Precisely. It unfolded exactly how we knew it would unfold after the show ended. Right. It wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's kind of her history. Mm-hmm. I am very excited to watch a 29-year-old divorcee with a black-ass daddy who ain't playing. Find love.
Yes. Same.
I'm ready for that.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah. Now let's switch gears and talk a bit about Claire and Dale, because there would be no Tasia without the two of these people.
Yes. Yes.
So apparently they're engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently he proposed to her. Yes.
What?
Yeah. So okay. Do you have theories about this? I have a theory about this.
What are your theories? Because I don't
know. So I think that because of the nature with which they were filming, where they had like villas and they were all on one property, because we've seen like we saw Luke go up to Hannah's fucking little suite thing,
her little room.
Like it's kind of like a walk, and then the cameras can kind of catch you. I feel like they can't get to the lead nearly as easy as they probably can in a hotel situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I think after that first impression, Rose, she said, you come with me.
Slid him an extra key.
Yep. Slid him an extra key. They were fucking in the ocean. They were probably in the cabanas all night. They were probably getting it every night. They were probably together every single night.
Get it.
Yep.
Mm. The reparations, y'all. I love it. I love every minute of this. Our girl Claire left the show, broke a contract for some black peen. I love it. I love every minute. I love every think piece about it. I love every tweet about it. I just love it.
Everything. And he's a black man from South Dakota.
From South Dakota. Like, who is this, like, unicorn? The fuck?
And he's fine as hell.
And he's fine as hell. He just looks like a prince. Like a Disney prince.
So, yes, he does. He's so gorgeous. But that's my theory, is that because of the way they were filming, it was probably so much easier to, like, meet up. For be like, yo, meet me at Cabana 3. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm. And it is such a big resort. It's so spread out. Mm-hmm. So she could be like, meet me at Cabana 3 by pool 6 or something.
And there they go.
And the producer, they can't keep an eye on everything. Nope. So.
They got to sleep sometime.
Exactly.
Mm. Not Claire. Oh, my God. Not Dale.
Not Claire. Not her. But, yeah, there are. So I love that theory. Mm-hmm. I do love that. There's some other theories suggesting that they were talking before the show.
That could have happened, too.
Which could have. She was on Happy Hour podcast, and she revealed that she had Googled the guys.
Yeah, because she's the only lead so far who has known who her guys were.
Seen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is not fair. Which is not fair, I don't think.
Just not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, and I'm not mad at her. I would have Googled them, too.
Same. What?
It's the same thing. When you go on any, I mean, for me personally, going on online dates, I knew so much about Nate before we went on that date. I am not about to waste my time. Yeah, I gotta see a little bit of, like, online footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be mad at her for, you know, looking them up and scoping them out. And then, yeah, so with that theory, a source, a quote-unquote source, mm-hmm. which, claimed mm-hmm. that by the time of filming, her and Dale basically already were in love. Like, no one stood a chance.
Oh, no.
I don't know if this source is somebody who's, like, on the set. They said it became so obvious from her subsequent few dates that her heart wasn't in it, and she just wasn't feeling it, and she wanted out.
Wow.
Because she had already showed up, like,
hey, Dale.
Ready for Dale. Mm-hmm. And then there's the reports about her refusing to come out of her room, mm-hmm. which is, you know, them, like, damn, okay. So she's quitting.
Yeah.
This is her Colton jumping the fence moment.
Yes.
Except she just locked the door and they literally couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wild. So, yeah, that's the leading theory. Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle Money.
Who's that?
Yeah, I know you don't know who she is. She is from The Bachelor. Whose season?
Her last name is Money?
Money. That's her last name.
Okay.
She was on, let me look real quick. She was on the 15th season of The Bachelor, who is Brad Womack. Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, so yeah, she was on his season, mm-hmm. and she was also on, like, Paradise
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
a couple times. She was always kind of like a villainous,
okay,
mm-hmm. Tell it like it is type of person. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she's really good friends with Claire. She went on her IG Live and said that the theories of her and Dale talking before are not true.
Uh-huh.
So, no one really knows.
Yeah.
Michelle might not even know.
Right, like, yeah.
Claire could still be doing whatever tell her friends anything.
Yeah.
But anyways, the most recent reports on Dale and Claire is that they apparently have been whisked away to, like, a private home where they're going to be sequestered until the show airs.
Yes! Yes! I love it! Claire just getting all the love she deserves. I love this. And yes, is this incredibly immature for her to do? Absolutely it is.
Absolutely.
This is crazy.
It's crazy.
This girl literally said, I'm not coming out of my room. Mm-hmm. That's wild. But
yep, threw a tantrum.
To get out of a contract that is probably like millions of dollars.
Millions.
Like, I don't know how she managed to do this, but she did.
She did it.
Yeah, but I love this. Wow.
Love it.
Yeah.
And I really hope they're filming, like, a side spinoff following their journey as well.
God, Yes!
I don't want that to impede on Tasia's, no, though. That no, needs to be no. a side yeah. holiday special or whatever the fuck. Because yes. I still want to see Tasia's full-ass journey.
Yep.
But they best have some cameras over in that villa with yep. Claire and Dale capturing that whole thing.
Listen, if you all want those Paradise dollars back, come on. Right. Film yep. it.
Film it. But yeah, I feel like the producers, it's like Claire, you know, bitched her fit. She closed the door. I'm mm-hmm, not coming out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, shit, we got to re-strategize. And then when they re-strategize, like, shit came together.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of a Black Lives Matter movement. They're trying to right their wrongs yeah. and all that foolishness. Yeah. All right, let's get Tasia in.
Yep.
Let's move them off. Let's put some cameras over there, film them. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting two seasons out of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Think about, like, they already put out a teaser. Mm-hmm. The teaser's already, like, dramatic.
Yep.
Think about what the teaser's going to look like. The trailer, mm-hmm. just, like, all of the press and stuff around this. They're fine.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. And everyone is so excited just to see people who are not on Zoom.
Right.
We are very excited for this.
We're super hyped.
Yeah.
Now, Dale. Yes. Who is this Dale character?
Dale. Oof.
Oh, my God.
Love Dale.
Who I saw you put on Instagram was...
Girl!
Catalog that came in your mail.
I said, Dale! It's Dale!
That's an express catalog?
It's an express catalog!
Yo, and he's on the front page.
He's on the front! Look at Dale in his jean jacket and paisley shirt!
Oh my God.
I love this!
Love it. Okay, Dale.
Yes! Diversity! This is great!
It's just so timely!
I know!
Express campaign launches the same day.
Look at this!
Oh, damn. Okay, Dale. Dale is gorgeous.
Dale is just
fine as hell. He's one of the best looking people
I've I don't blame you, Claire, girl.
I really don't. Mm. I really don't.
Because he seems nice, too. Ooh.
He looks nice. Mm. Yeah. So, who's Dale? Dale Moss. He is a South Dakota native.
Crazy.
He played football and basketball for South Dakota State University.
Mm. Yikes.
I just can't even believe,
yeah.
one, that people live in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And then he, this man, with all his beauty, hailed from South Dakota.
And chose to stay there for college.
And stayed for 4 years of college as well. He could have gone to any, I mean, I don't know how good at football he was, but
I think so he many was good
fun
at it.
Southern party state yes. schools, and he stayed in good old South Dakota.
Wow. Good for you, Dale. You probably got no student loans. Good for you.
Yeah, no, he don't. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he played football, South Dakota State University. He was a NFL journeyman, which means he, like, played for all kinds of different teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he, like, hopped around, you know, trying to...
Oh.
Football's tough.
Yeah, football's
it's, like,
so hard.
85 people on the roster.
Yeah.
They got to try out every 5 seconds. They get injured during tryouts.
All the time.
Like, it's just a mess. Yeah. So he was the Packers, the Buccaneers, the Bears, the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my God.
Finally ended his career in 2016, I think I read.
Okay.
And so now he's 31 years old. Mm-hmm. He is a Wilhelmina model
mm-hmm.
based in New York City. And he also does a bit of philanthropy, mm-hmm. advocacy work. He is a Special Olympics ambassador.
Oh, love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And read a little article with him. His older sister, Amber, competed in the Special Olympics when she was a child.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he's like really connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says sister at 5 years old, she woke up one morning, couldn't walk, and turns out she had a rare blood disease.
Oh my God.
Horrendous.
Oof.
So yeah, that hit, you know, close to home for him.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of just always been involved with the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. He's also worked with the Tiger Woods Foundation, Wounded Warriors Project, NFL Play 60. Mm-hmm. Not sure when it says he has worked with. You know what I mean? Like, he's worked with the Tiger Woods Foundation. Mm-hmm. He doesn't work for.
Oh,
like this.
Like, I see.
Yes. He's not like a staff member of the nonprofit.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Running, you know, programs.
He's probably like.
I'm assuming.
A coach.
Yeah, he like hosts events for them.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like brand ambassador type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
I went to his website and he had all that stuff up there.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm younger. You know, I went to DaleMoss.com.
Some more content to look at. But yeah, so he, three sisters, he has spoken up quite a bit about growing up in a biracial household.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His parents, dad is black, mom is white. Mm-hmm. They settled in a small town called Brandon, South Dakota, population 500.
Mm-mm. 500 people in the town? Oh, no.
500 people. It's a conservative community.
I know it is.
He did an interview where he said, my dad is black, mom is white, so we dealt with a lot of racial tension. Yeah. My mom's side of the family disowned her for marrying a black man.
What?
Yeah. That's wild. So he grew up just, like, not even connected to his mom's side because they literally disowned her, disowned her for being with his dad.
Yeah.
Wild.
Oof.
Wild, and I feel like happens probably quite a bit.
Yeah, probably way more often. I was talking to this with our other friend. The coasts are the minority. The middle of the country feels a completely different way than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. That's true. We're so used to walk around seeing people with all kind of mixed, you know, races, black, white, Asian, with Indian, like walking, holding hands. Mm-hmm. But that is like a difference. That's an unknown sight to, you know, a lot of places within middle America. Wild. Yeah, he said, you know, he talked about like his neighbors kind of disapproving of his family.
Not the neighbors.
Which was very hard for him as like a kid growing up.
Yeah.
He turned to sports. That was like his, you know, outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just like that whole experience of just growing up, like, one, being a biracial person, so just dealing with, like, your identity in that way.
And then appearing quite biracial as well. To me, he looks like the definition of biracial.
Of biracial, yes, yes. Growing up in a stark white town, you have a white mother, you don't know your white
family.
And just so many layers there. So, yeah, just an interesting, dynamic person, not afraid to talk about his upbringing. So I'm excited for more. I mean, he's now, like, sequestered and not doing media and whatever, but just to hear more from him would be interesting. And, yeah, his most significant previous relationship that people can find is he was with a pro golfer.
I looked her up. Yes.
Seema Sadekar, it sounds like.
Ahead, girl. I wasn't going to go for it. Yep.
She's beautiful, and she's also an older woman.
Yes. Yep.
So Dale's got a pattern here.
He got a type.
Man's
got a type.
But, yeah, overall, he seems like a good dude. I mean, shout out to him and Claire. I mean, Lord God, I hope they stay together because this whole thing.
I mean, Claire, Dale, got a lot, and Claire.
Got a lot riding on this, guys. Ooh-wee.
Yay. Oh, my God. Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing that.
Quitting a show you signed a $1 million contract with to run off and get married with someone you just met 2 minutes ago. Nah, I could not. I could not imagine that at all. He beautiful, though. He fine.
He is.
But that's a lot.
That
is. She. I'm so excited to watch that, even.
Me too.
I mean, I'm excited for Tasia, but I'm excited to see that Claire fallout.
That whole thing
unfold. Yep. How did it go down? Like, when she get, like, the first night, like, when he walks out the limo or whatever, he jumps off the golf cart at the resort. I don't know. What they got planned for this? Are they doing limo entrances? Like, what are they gonna do?
Oh my god!
I never thought about it. Like, what are they gonna do on this resort?
I didn't think about that either. Oh my god!
But yeah, that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, do we see the connection in their eyes? Is it the whole
man?
I'm so curious.
The first night, are the other guys like, oh, can I see you for a second? And she's like, who, nigga, the fuck are you?
No.
I am talking to Dale. Can you not?
Right. Is she just going to be curving people all first night? Like, I'm so curious.
Me too.
How it really unravels, how it goes down. Like, wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Can't wait to see what. I just hope these paparazzis and people could sneak into get us some footage of what's happening.
Oh my god!
Like spoilers, but not like I'm not into spoilers, but I kind of want spoilers because I want to know.
I just want to know what's happening, and there's just nothing happening. So I just want this like piece of beautiful love. I just want to see a little bit of it. I'm just excited to see it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, other little random tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
So we again, as we said at the beginning. Or a spoiler-free podcast, but because there's no other news, everybody's reporting on spoilers.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, little bits and pieces have already come out. It's not really a spoiler if you Google The Bachelor, you know this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Hannah Ann, Becca, Sydney, Ashley I, Wells have all been spotted now on the resort. So when I first saw, I think the first report was that Hannah Ann, I was like, they better not pull some. Now, I don't know if you know this season, Caitlin Bristow's season.
Yes, I do.
How it was, you know.
It was a competition.
It was a competition between her and this girl named Bryn. And then everybody picked, not everybody, but Caitlin got the majority vote or whatever. And then she became. I was like, if they,
that's horrendous.
If they better not.
That is so horrendous. I don't think they would try that again. That is.
No, I don't think so.
So bad.
I don't but that's what I first thought. Yeah. When I saw Hannah Ann going out, I was like, I'm about to slap somebody because they're not putting Tayshia up to compete for a role that was hers already. Yeah. Like, no. So, what do you think they're down there for? Like,
so, and the minute that I saw all these theories, and people are still inboxing us too, like, what do you think about Hannah Ann? Okay, let's everybody take a moment, take a breather, take a second to look at Hannah Ann's suitcase. Because if you look at the suitcase that she was dragging up and down, that does not look like the suitcase that you would have if you were an Instagram model, number one. Number two, a regular little catalog model, as she is. I see her on Zappos and all over the place. And then number three, somebody who can't, like, fly in their own hair and makeup. Like, they can't, there's no control over it. That looks like a suitcase for the weekend. Okay. It looks like our suitcases that we went abroad with. But it does look like for her, this is a suitcase. This has enough for me to look good for the next, like, 4 to 5 days.
Essentials. Okay, so she's there for filming an episode or a bit or something.
A commentary or something like that. And that looks like it's like it to me, like a friend of sort of situation.
Right.
Yeah. If I was Hannah Ann, that's what my suitcase would look like.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Versus if I was The Bachelorette and I would have like three suitcases.
Right. Right. Or someone who's coming to stay for a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They're probably doing some whole like, Tayshia's in, let's bring in people to like, you know, support her or whatever. Like, one of those.
Yeah.
Just for like a random collection of people. Cause like Hannah Ann, is she like friends with Tayshia?
I don't know.
Like, it seems bizarre. Becca, like Ashley, I don't know. It's just like a random collection of folks. Yeah. But yeah, we will have to wait and see. But yeah, what are your hopes for the season?
For the Tayshia season or like the Tayshia plus Claire season?
Tayshia Claire. What's to come, this Bachelorette season that's coming.
I really hope they give us some real good raw footage with Claire.
Yes. Show us everything.
We had to watch Becca walk around that Airbnb breaking up with Ari for a whole hour. And ain't nobody wanted to watch neither of them people, to be honest.
No.
And now you have this in a time when there is nothing going on. You need to show us the raw footage. Uncut of her.
Stretch it out. We will gladly sit and watch that 2 hour special.
Absolutely. Like, oh my God.
No problem.
I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to like Dale talking about this journey of him flying out from, I guess it was New York he was in, to LA and then falling in love in 12 days with this 39-year-old woman. Wow. Very excited about that. I'm excited to hear from the other guys. A bunch of the other guys were kicked off and were very blatant about it on Instagram.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. Salty.
Yep. And then for Tayshia, I am just excited for her to have the playing field. I feel like before this, she did not have the playing field. It was always the Hannah G's. It was the Kaylins. And now I'm just excited for her to have the pick of the litter. And Tayshia, girl, if you don't want to get married because you don't know these people's families, girl, don't get engaged. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's okay. But yeah, those are pretty much what I'm excited mm-hmm. about, because I have a lot of anticipation, as we said in the beginning of the other episode. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. Yeah, my biggest thing, I just want them to show everything. Mm-hmm. Show everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uncut, raw, like, I want to see the whole, everything play out. I want to see how Tasia, how they called her up. I want to see the behind mm-hmm. the scenes, the producers scrambling.
Oh my God, yes, same. Yes.
I would love to see that. That kind of like behind the scenes of the producers breaking the fourth wall, yep. trying to figure out what the fuck to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want Tasia to just like come walking up with her suitcase the next day. Like,
yeah.
Show us the whole process.
Yeah.
I am excited for what this trailer is going to look like. Mm-hmm. So we know The Bachelor, what they can do is put together a good teaser, put together a good trailer.
Yep.
Together some good clips.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so I'm very excited for what that is going to look like. Just kind of get us all ready, geared up for this crazy ass season. And then lastly, I just, give Tasia her due justice. Do this season mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm.
Period. As I said from the beginning, casting Tasia is just the first step. Beyond that, hire the people you need behind the scenes to do this right.
Yes.
From the hair and makeup to the story producers to the mm-hmm. casting directors to the psychologist mm-hmm. for Tasia, better be bringing in a black psychologist.
Hello.
Period. Mm. So that's my biggest hope, is that they just learn something from somebody.
Uh-huh.
And scrap who they've had in decision-making chairs and bring in some new people so we can, put together a good season for this young black lady. Thank you very much.
Also, could you imagine she falls in love with a black man? Oh my God, I'll die.
I would die. I mean, Tasia's track record, from what we've seen.
Yeah, is a nah. Yeah, it's a no.
It's probably going to be a no, guys. But that's fine by me. We here.
Yeah.
I just want to see her journey. But can you imagine? Good God. Oh we God. Literally would just take over everything. The entire show at that point.
Yes. At that point, it's just.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That'd be so exciting.
So exciting.
I would live for all the racist comments, live. Too. Live for
bring them.
Live for it.
Bring them. Mm-hmm. But, that's it for our little bonus recap, deep dive into this Tasia, Claire.
For Tasia and Claire and Dale.
Dale fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in other news, which we wanted to, keep to the side, I want to taint Tasia in this positive announcement. But Becca and Garrett broke up.
Like, girl, yeah.
Shrugs shoulders.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you literally
it.
Get like the most faint little shrug.
Like, that's it. Just, that's it. It is what it is. I'm actually very happy that she does want to keep some semblance of her reputation, because a lot of people would just be like, oh, well, and just keep it moving.
She would look insane people than we think. At this point in history to do that.
To us, she would. Not to a whole lot of other people.
Yeah.
Good. A whole lot of other people would literally just forget about this and then keep it moving as if she wasn't blatantly lying to us.
Insane.
Yep. But she's not lying. She's not lying about,
Mm-mm. And
she's learning.
And she had one too many good eye-opening, earth-shattering, life-breaking conversations with Miss Rachel Lindsay, I'm sure.
Yes.
That she knew better than to be with this man and have her ass out here looking nuts.
Yes. I'm glad that it got to her.
Yeah.
That wouldn't get to a lot of people.
You're right. Right.
So I'm glad it got to her. She's 1 year and 364 days too late, but she gets to keep that ring, burn it, melt it down, and make herself some cute little earrings. Okay, cute little studs, girl.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Do what you got to do. You made the 2 year mark
with
the old Lane contract or whatever.
Yep.
Do what you got to do. All I can do right now is plug our season recap of Becca's season.
Yep.
Our finale episode titled Becca is a Vision of White Liberal Female Privilege. We spent that entire season roasting Garrett Kushner for being the racist piece of shit he has always been. And now the entire world just gets to see that he has made no evolution.
No. Since. If anything, he's gotten worse.
If anything, he is just gotten even deeper into the depths of white supremacy, and it's just out here blatantly. Because before it was little likes. He got called out for his likes on Instagram.
It was just likes.
Now
he
made a whole post.
Mm-hmm. Oh, series.
For the world to see.
A series of posts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, bye, Garrett. Good luck.
See ya.
Becca, we know she'll bounce back and find somebody fine soon. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Stay in the DMs, girl. You know, keep them fresh.
Yeah. I hope she learned, too, from this situation.
She did. If she broke up with him, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She turned a blind eye. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, she sat on that couch and defended him, and his likes don't mean anything. He's not that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't have to defend his ass no more. And now you have learned and realized that, like, come on.
Yeah. And you get to keep your job with Rachel. Because I was like, this whole podcast is going to dissolve.
Yeah, good riddance to Garrett. Mm-hmm. Best of luck to Becca, I guess.
Yep. See you on Instagram, girl.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, guys. That's our little bonus episode.
That's it. We love you guys for listening. If you are not already a part of the Patreon crew, go to patreon.com/2Black Girls1Rose. You can join us for Jason Mesnick season, Love is Blind, Bachelor, obviously. All of our Bachelor content lives over there. And we also dropped a lifestyle episode today.
Oh, shit, we did, yes.
Yep. we dropped a lot of content today. A lot. We're pumping out a lot for you guys. Come join us on our Patreon.
Come join us. Find us on social media, Twitter, #2BLKGirls1Rose, Instagram, 2BlackGirls1Rose. Join the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/2BlackGirls1Rose. We everywhere.
We are all over. You
know, having a good time. So join us. All right, guys. We'll be back next week.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.